Hello.
Hey, is this Mark?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mark, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff.
And
No, you told
Taylor.
me.
Oh, yeah. I asked you to call me back. This was regarding what again, Taylor?
I was following up on your equipment and capital needs. It seems like you're looking for equipment possibly in the spring term, you said?
Yeah, but why would I ask you to call me back in 2 days? I was wondering. There was
Oh,
something
shoot.
else.
I don't know. I was listening back to my phone record. You just said,
Oh,
I think you.
maybe you were gonna check with your boss on where your interest rates were on equipment financing.
Oh, yeah. No, I could tell you that right now.
And
We
what
start.
about terms? So let's say I bought a used truck for $50,000.
Okay.
What would be my responsibility? Let's do some just makeshift scenarios.
Right. Oh, so you're saying what would be, the rate
Well,
and
what would
the
you
term?
require from Mark Hayes up front? How often would the payments happen? What would be the term? I know a lot of it's predicated, and I'm not looking for exacts. Give me the nature
Right.
of the beast.
Of course. So the way our equipment financing works is, the typical rates, obviously, I can't tell you exactly, but it starts in the low mid single digits. The terms actually just it really depends on, your time of business, which you told me, or actually never told me. What was your time of business looking like?
You mean how long have I been in business?
Yes.
I've been incorporated since 97.
Since 97, okay. And how's your credit looking like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
How is my what looking like?
Your credit
My credit's terrible.
below
We just
680.
filed bankruptcy. Remember, we
Okay.
talked
Right,
personally.
right, right, right. No, I remember
Business
that.
credit, I mean, it should be okay. I don't think it's bad.
Yeah, I think I remember saying that, the loans, of course, we have to look at your personal credit. We do work
Yep.
with people who have been bankruptcies, but it doesn't go on your personal credit. It's just a kind of factor,
To factor the interest rate.
exactly.
Of
So,
course.
in terms of terms, it's between 2 to 5 year term. It's like your typical car payment.
Okay, so it's monthly.
It's monthly, correct? And we don't really do APR kind of things over here. We don't want you to like to get confused and have to figure all that stuff out. Instead, we give the fixed rate up front. Basically, how much
Yeah, you're borrowing $50,000. There's going to be $10,000 in interest on that loan, and you're going to pay it over 36 months. Something like
Correct.
that, right?
Exactly. And we tell you, you're paying off interest and principal at the same time, and it's a fixed rate across all the months that you're paying it off. So there's
Understood
no.
completely. Okay, so
Awesome.
what is Taylor? What's your contact number?
Contact number, of course. My direct line here is 858-381-4851. Now, I know you said
What's
last
your
time,
last name?
of course, my last name is spelled N as in Nancy, E, M as in Mary, I, R, O, F, F as in Frank, Frank.
Nemiros?
Correct. Correct.
And what nationality is that, Taylor?
Yeah, so I like to tell people I'm Russian, but in actuality, my family's actually from Ukraine, but they're Jewish people from Ukraine, so they're not really considered Ukrainian. It's kind of like a special situation.
Sure. I have a
Yeah.
huge customer base because another business I'm in other than trucking is GPS tracking. I've been doing that
Okay.
for about 7 years and I've got a lot of Russian customers. I mean, a huge amount.
From overseas.
No, they're locals, but they're big in trucking and they like tracking and they're close-knit, so they keep telling each other about me, and then all of a sudden, you end up
You're blowing up.
having a, yeah, you get a lot of referrals.
Okay. Well, if you need, equipment or capital for that business as well, I can definitely help you out there too.
Well, really, it's going to primarily be trucking because the bottom line is I don't have enough trucks to really satisfy my business model. I need a couple more. I just because of my fixed costs, I need more cash flow. There just needs to be more cash,
Okay, so more
and
cash, or so you want more
I need
cash,
more time.
not the trucks financed.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant I need more trucks to generate more revenue. No, I want trucks financed.
Okay.
I don't
We're on the
want
same
cash.
page. Okay,
Yes.
gotcha. How many trucks are you kind of looking at getting?
I have seven now, and I'd like to ultimately be at the 10 number next spring.
Okay.
But again, we talked about buying trucks right now. It's just not perfect timing. You know, unless the perfect deal fell upon me right now, it's just not great timing.
Definitely. Well, here's what I can do. You know, like I told you, I think before, if you remember, it's a really simple application process. It's a one-page application. I was kind of telling you before, it might make sense for you to purchase it before the end of the year to take advantage of that Section 179 so you can do it as write-offs on your business.
Yes.
You know, maybe you don't need all three before, or maybe you do want to do that.
One before the end of the year and a couple in the spring or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what I can do is I can send you
the application.
Let me, I don't have you. Okay, that's what I was trying
to
get from you last time.
You.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. You were going to call me to get it.
Right. Okay,
216, that's my phone number. My email, Mark, M-A-R-K.
Okay.
At Hayes, H-A-Y-S.
Okay.
Equipment, spelled out,
.net. Awesome. So I'll wrap this up.
The odd there is Hayes is H-A-Y-S, not H-A-Y-E-S.
Right, right.
Thing there.
No, I got you here. So since I got your email, I'll wrap it up and I'll send you an email. My email will have the one-page attachment for the equipment financing, and you can fill that out and get it to me. I'm actually meeting with my underwriter tomorrow at 3, so if you could get the application, and what else I would need is like 6 months bank statements, your most recent 6 months bank statements, and a quote or invoice of the truck you're thinking about getting. If you don't have the quote or invoice, it's fine.
I don't have a truck in mind yet, but the bank statements are doable.
No worries. Yeah, if we can move forward with the process of the application without the quarter invoice, and we can circle back later and get that. But if you can get that either to me today or tomorrow, and I'll meet with my underwriter at 3, we can definitely have you approved and have an answer with all the programs you qualify for on Monday.
Okay, thank you, Taylor.
And then just to let you know, once you're approved with that offer for equipment financing, that deal is good for 90 days. So you have 90 days to decide, you know, what kind of truck you want and how you want to, you know, kind of finance that money.
Okay, and maybe when you get back to me, you'd have also, if there was no specific quote for a truck, you'd say like, well, the most we would lend you is $72,000. There'd be some max out number maybe in your reply?
Yeah, I believe we can do that. I will talk to you right after I get off here. I'll talk with my senior rep about what we can do in terms of, you know, the numbers we can get you without the invoice. But I'm fairly certain that we can.
Okay, thanks, Taylor.
Okay, so are you looking to
send me that email?
Okay, should I check up with you tomorrow around noon if I don't hear back from you?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you haven't gotten an email back from me, call me tomorrow.
All right, Mark. Well, it was a pleasure, and we'll be in contact soon. All right.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye.